Welcome back to Columbia High School. We are at the half of our Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash Patriot Athletic Conference ballgame as the Raiders play host to the Longhorns from Lutheran West. Tim Elkhorn with you, and now it's time, as we do during every Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash, to name a Student Athlete Award winner and a Veteran of the Game Award winner. And again, the Student Athlete brought to you by our good friends at Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria, and the Veteran of the Game Award presented by Lorain County Veteran Services. Jason Ward, the head coach of the Columbia Raiders, gets to name each of those awards from his football team tonight. So, Jay, let's start with that Student Athlete Award, courtesy of Stewart Appliance. Who have you chosen for Columbia's Student Athlete Award winner for tonight, and why is this young man deserving?
Our Student Athlete Award will go to J.B. Sermon. He's an outstanding student and leader in the classroom, really goes about his business in a quiet but dedicated manner. Had an older brother that played for me that is out at John Carroll now and doing very, very well for himself out there. So he learned from his brother. He's got over a 4-point GPA and has done nothing but great things in the classroom.
Coach, over the years, you've built a tremendous football program here at Columbia, but I think it all starts with great kids. If you don't have good kids, it doesn't matter how well they play football, it just won't happen. It sounds like JB really fits that bill, an outstanding young man who then becomes a very coachable young man.
No question, and great kids come from great families too, and both his parents are top-notch, and they stress the right things at home. They stress the priorities that we stress in our program, and certainly grades come first, and he's been able to hold up his end of the bargain.
Terrific. So congratulations, JB. You are the Student Athlete Award winner tonight for Columbia High School. Again, the Student Athlete Award brought to you by our friends at Stewart Appliance on Cleveland Street in Elyria. And now, Jason, let's talk about your Veteran of the Game Award. Again, that's courtesy of Lorain County Veteran Services. You've got a nice veteran ball club here this year, but pick one for the Veteran of the Game, and why is this young man deserving of the award?
Well, our Veteran of the Game is about as veteran as you can get. He has started every game on our offensive line since his first game his freshman year.
Wow.
He started his first two seasons at center on the offensive line and has played every snap at right tackle since the beginning of his junior year. His name is Corey Bowes, and he is a captain in every sense of the word, a great student in his own right, and has just been a steady contributor for us for 4.5 years now, and we're lucky to have Corey.
One of the things we like about the Veteran of the Game Award is usually coaches talk about young men with leadership ability, and when you put a guy on that offensive line in his freshman year and just watch him grow, first he learns, and then he becomes a leader, and it sounds like Corey has done just that.
He's seen it all, and our guys know that. From young to old, they know that Corey has seen it all. They can ask him anything about our scheme or the defensive scheme that they're seeing, and he can kind of point them in the right direction, and if he can't, he'll make sure they know their job by the time they're done talking, whether it's by asking a coach or what have you. He's a student of the game, learns a lot from film, but like I said, he's a student in the classroom as well, and he's really the total package in terms of what you want from a football player, student athlete.
Wow, that is a great story. So congratulations goes out to Corey Bowes. He is tonight's Columbia Veteran of the Game, and again, the Veteran of the Game brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Services.